The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with great value travel insurance online at supervalue.ie.
David, be still, my beating heart. Like, she was good at the vocals there, wasn't she, Dirtle?
That was absolutely terrific. Talking to them there in the waiting room and a lovely bunch of people and beautiful voice as well.
Indeed, you say all the right things. That'll be David O'Queeve. By the way, we've had quite a water sporting show this morning, because as well as having great success in the fields of golf and rugby and horse racing, to name just a few, Ireland has enjoyed some top-level sporting achievements this year in more, how shall I put it, offbeat fields. David O'Queeve is here before me. He's a Dubliner. He's just taken gold at the European and African Wakeboarding Championships in the Netherlands. Well done, first of all, David. Congratulations. We're going to get to wakeboarding in a second, but what did you actually think of our freediving item earlier on?
I really enjoyed it. It was interesting, actually. I remember, I hadn't heard too much about it, but about a year ago there was a viral video, absolutely stunning. Basically, a guy just walked in off the beach and was free diving. It was about 7 minutes long, and it's actually crazy. The fact that they can just do that, hold their breath for that long, it's spectacular.
It is really pretty crazy. You're right. By the way, your one is wakeboarding. Explain me to wakeboarding.
Okay, so wakeboarding in a nutshell is water skiing and snowboarding together. So you're on a snowboard type board, and for 90% of the time you're being pulled behind a boat using the wave the boat creates to do flips and spins and stuff.
To do flips and spins?
Yeah,
and you fall off a lot, I presume.
You do. Well, you try not to. The aim is not to.
In order to win, what do? Not fall.
Yeah, not fall is the main thing. Yeah, exactly. Not fall. And then you got to basically get your best. You've about a 2-2.5 minute run. So that's your time to shine. And you're only allowed one fall. But the reality is, if you fall, you're not going to really get to the top. So.
Well, you took the highest score through each qualifying heat to make it through to the finals. What are we talking about here? People from all over the world?
Yeah, all over the world. Like, there was everyone from people from the Netherlands, from the UK, but the biggest one was, there was a Russian guy, Nikita Martinov, and he is a fantastic wakeboarder, and he was second last off the dock and I was last, so he was the one who put the pressure on. And it was a lot of pressure. I don't know how I dealt with it, because
age are you, by the way, David?
I'm only 21. So.
You're only 21 and you've got an arts degree from UCD, and you said, like, to hell with what it might bring me, eyes in teaching or whatever it might be, and do a HDIP and that, I'm going to give wakeboarding a full whack.
Well, I only just did 1 year in UCD, and it was fine.
You're one of those dropout guys
touchy subject with the leaving cert and stuff. No, absolutely. I tell you, I was in UCD for 1 year and I enjoyed it and stuff, but I wasn't able to give everything to UCD, so I passed the year, but I didn't do particularly well. And I noticed my progression in wakeboarding was not as good as some of the people who I always would progress with. So I just probably my parents weren't too happy about it. I'm sure a lot of people weren't, but I just went for it. And I tell you what, I don't regret it for a second.
No, it was either one or the other, and it became the wakeboarding. So in doing that, how did it all start, water sport stuff with you?
For me, well, my parents were windsurfers back a long time ago. So we had a caravan in Cavan in Shercock, a small little town, on a lake, and it was never really that windy. And then a neighbour moved in with a boat, and we tried water skiing when I was 5 years old, so pretty young. And it kind of took off from there, really.
Are you doing this for a living? And if you are, then you're obviously living the dream.
Yes, I am just about doing this for a living, and I'm most certainly living the dream that I've always wanted to. So that's exactly it. Yeah.
So you've made your hobby your career. Hopefully it is a career.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, every year it's been getting better and better.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, it's a fast-growing water sport, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. It's one of the fastest-growing water sports in the world, and it's cool to see. Like, it might even get into the Olympics in maybe, 2024 or something like that. So that's a long time away still. But it is growing hugely, and it's absolutely fantastic to be involved with that growth, really enjoying it.
So in other words, is that often the imprimatur? Is that all the stamp you need? Become an Olympic sport, and that just opens so many more doors.
It is for funding, through the government and stuff. But personally, I feel that's a hard way to do it. And I try and work with social media and stuff like that. So not so much Twitter, but Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. And then commercially, then that's where I kind of make a living, was with sponsors. So I have where it's Monster, Nissan, all those brands, then they see the numbers, and the numbers, Conor McGregor always says, the numbers don't lie, and they don't. So if you can kind of have a following, an engaged following there, that's kind of where I try to do it. And then if the Olympic happens, then that's just the icing on the cake.
And participation levels, even you've seen over the last few years, have doubled, trebled.
Oh, absolutely. Quadrupled. They've doubled, trebled. And what's more is, not just new people coming in, but the people who kind of came in 3 or 4 years ago are getting to a much higher level. Yeah. So it's fantastic, really.
Oh, by the way, there are wake parks.
Yeah.
What does a wake park be?
It's basically, someone asked me this question yesterday. It is basically a skate park for wakeboarding. So
you, the sea?
Yeah, for the sea. Yeah, exactly. But instead of being behind a boat, right, and using the wake of the boat to do your tricks, there's basically an electric cable, so it's really eco-friendly and all that. And you hit ramps and rails and stuff, obstacles, and you perform tricks on them. So it's a new aspect, but if we do get into the Olympics, that'll be the aspect that goes in.
Okay, and where have you been?
I've been all over the world, thankfully. Everywhere from just here. Like, my favourite place is in Cavan, but I've been to Malaysia, Australia, America, Colombia, Indonesia, everywhere wakeboarding takes
you. Practising or participating?
Participating, yeah.
Really?
There's an organisation. It's like, basically, they run these World Cup stops all around the world, maybe 3 or 4 a year. And they're in those really unique countries, which is like a lot of Asia, and then Colombia was the World Games. So,
and do you get to a level quick enough? I mean, you did yours like just almost by accident on a lake in Cavan, right?
Okay.
So do you get to a level and then you realise this is definitely what I want to do? Like, is it difficult to get the knack, if you like?
It's not. Like, I'd nearly actually give a personal guarantee that if you went and tried it, even yourself, Dave, if you went down and tried it, I can promise you you'll get up and you'll be wakeboarding in no time. The knack of it, it's not that hard. Then progressing, it's like anything. Like, the more you do, the easier it becomes, really.
By the way, the question earlier about something about when we were talking about the free diving, the 51551 is, it might sound like a stupid question. Do you need to be a good swimmer to enjoy diving? Would you know the answer to that?
To enjoy diving?
Yeah.
Like, I'd say not particularly.
Well, you need to be a good swimmer to enjoy your stuff.
No, not for my personal stuff, not at all. Because you wear a life jacket.
Yeah, and the guy in the boat will just turn back and get you.
Exactly, yeah, absolutely. And I'd say for diving, probably you'd have to be a reasonable swimmer, I'd say.
Right, okay. Do you have to shift location to train due to our climate here? Wouldn't it be perfect for...
Yeah, well, our climate, I tell you what, it's better than you think. Like, I would spend from April till September, October at home as much as I can. The more time I can spend here, the better. But I do a huge amount of training over in Orlando, in Spain as well. Just some hotter climate. The warmer the better.
So
really,
we're talking money here. Like, it isn't a cheap sport to get into. How do you support yourself?
Well, I support myself through sponsorship and winging it, hopefully earning prize money, which this year so far I've had a good chunk of it, which is fantastic, but you can't count on that. But yeah, it's reasonably expensive to do it as a career, but I guess the more you put in, the more you get out. So
right, so if there's a lotto winner listening right now, you wouldn't say no?
No, absolutely not. No, or some massive multinational company either.
You'll take it where you can get it. Well,
exactly.
Listen, congratulations, David. David O'Queeve it is. By the way, there is a wakeboarding action TV show coming up. Is it Off the DOC, is it?
Off the Dock, yeah. It's a play on my initials.
The DOC being David O'Queeve.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And a few other things as well. Yeah, so it's basically kind of a reality TV series. It's on Satanta Sports in, I think it's going to be on the second week in October.
Right.
And it's just kind of shows like the insight to the whole lifestyle of the sport and stuff, rather than just like seeing the competition.
I'd say it's a pretty cool lifestyle.
It's a fantastic lifestyle. Yeah, absolutely love it.
It is. Well, listen, David, congratulations. Onwards and upwards.
Thank
I mean, you catch every wave that does be after coming along.